We've all been there. We look back at our relationships and we think, man, I did some dumb things. Here to tell us about some of the dumb things people do for love is author Michael DeMarco. He's the author of Cupidity, the 50 Stupid Things People Do for Love. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kim. Good to be here.
So you and your wife, you two have written over 30 books on life, love, and relationships. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's what you do when you can't talk to each other anymore.
You know, you start writing.
Squirrel away and start writing messages back and forth.
Well, this one is interesting, Cupidity. I really like this book, the 50 Stupid Things People Do for Love, because we all just do so many dumb things. And we look back and we kick ourselves and we think, if we could only have lived in hindsight, that relationship would have worked out.
Yeah, I know. It's the whole time machine thing.
Yeah.
My wife and I actually said the other night, we were like, if you could do a time machine thing, how far back would you go as far as to fix everything?
And, 12 years old.
And we were basically going back almost all the way to high school.
Right.
It was that bad.
Yeah. All right. So what are some of the things that we do that are dumb?
Well, first of all, for singles, there's three main causes for doing stupid things for love or cupidity. For singles, it's really surrounding the whole thing of being desperate.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that acts of cupidity that singles will do is, like, specifically for women, it's loving a guy for who you want him to become instead of who he is.
Yeah.
In other words,
we love potential.
Right. Well, sure, he lives in his mom's basement and he doesn't have a car, and but he has so much potential,
right.
And that's just desperate.
Yeah.
It's just saying, you know what? I'm mailing it in for hoping that he's a scratch-off lottery ticket, but I'm going to invest all this time in him without scratching off the ticket.
Okay. All right.
So another way that singles can be desperate is shacking up, because there's a reason that Beyonce got a Grammy for the single Single Ladies.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of truth in that song as far as if, you know.
Got to put a ring on it.
If you liked it, you would have put a ring on it.
Yep.
So so that's for singles. But for marrieds, it's not so much desperation because, you know, you've got the ring.
Right.
So what it is there is selfishness.
Mm.
That's when cupidity really kind of bubbles to the surface. And that's things like, we already talked about how women will project and see I'm going to love him for the man he's going to become. Men become selfish within married relationships or committed relationships when they love who she was instead of who she is.
Oh.
And that goes back to, hey, people get older, bodies change, especially after kids.
Right.
And, you know, it's that whole thing of trading, not trading up in age, but trading down in age to get the woman that the woman used to be.
Yeah.
So that's really a selfish act of cupidity.
Yeah. So it seems like I like your theme here. For singles, basically, it's don't be desperate. For marrieds, don't be selfish.
That's right.
What else do you have for us?
And really there's a third way that we can be really stupid in love, and it applies to singles and marrieds both, and that's don't be ignorant. And that means we've got to be aware of the stupid things that we do, just not out of selfishness or desperation, but just because we're not paying attention. And so, like, one of those that my wife had to learn early on was women tend to fear the silence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're driving around in a car with a man and he's not saying anything, my wife would used to just panic, like, oh, he must be mad at me. Mm-hmm. I've got to draw him out. And a lot of times guys are seriously thinking about nothing as we move around our day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can cause a lot of problems in relationships. The other thing that couples can be ignorant of is the fact that when we become too comfortable with each other, that can be a bad thing for a love relationship. And what I mean by becoming too comfortable with each other is guys especially love the chase. There's a reason that guys are romantic during the dating ritual. It's because we like to chase things.
Uh-huh.
But when someone stops and we feel like we've caught them, we become comfortable and we don't romance anymore. So that element of the chase, The whole, you know, if I'm going to be walking around the house scratching myself in my underwear,
right,
unshaven,
gross,
you know, that's not a good thing,
yeah,
for a relationship.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of always thought, that you should not do everything in front of your partner. I mean, you should keep some things romantic and some mystery there, because you've got to keep that romance alive. And, you know, it's like, I don't want to end up feeling like I'm living with my sibling.
Right. Yeah, there should be no kind of like, well, let's put it this way. There's a door on the bathroom for a reason.
There we go.
That's a simple one.
All right. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
You bet, Kim.
Michael DeMarco, he's a relationship expert and the co-author of Cupidity, 50 Stupid Things People Do for Love. Go to the website babbleofthesexes.com. It's a really great blog about relationships, including live chat during episodes of The Bachelor. So babbleofthesexes.com. All right, ladies and gents, let's all learn from each other right here. In your last relationship, what was the one dumb thing you did that ended up ruining your romance? And what would you do differently? Did you use sex to get love? Did you become too comfortable with each other? Did you move in? What was it? This is like group relationship therapy. My number is 888-9-CALL-KIM.